Hey guys, this is Phone Boy, and this is episode 11 of Phone Boy Speaks. Today I'm going to do a product review, the Blue Samba Junior mobile phone. And it's not a smartphone. I'm definitely a smartphone user. As somebody who worked for Nokia for 10 years, I've possessed a wide range of Nokia smartphones. And when I moved to Checkpoint in 2009, I switched over to the iPhone. I've also used Android for a period of time. So I'm definitely in the smartphone camp. But I bought this phone primarily because it has two redeeming features. First of all, it was $20, which is a hard deal to pass up given what this phone offers, and it allows me to use two SIM cards at the same time, which means that I'm allowed to this phone can register to two different GSM networks at the same time on the same handset, and yeah, that's great for when I'm traveling, which is when you'd use this phone primarily, because in the U.S., this phone doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Really, I think this phone is for the overseas markets where there are multiple GSM providers, and they provide, and some providers have different prices at different times. You might get a different or better deal, and so it's, for increased availability and, lowering your overall communications cost. It's a definite necessity, but for me, it's primarily because I travel internationally and I need a phone that has multiple SIM cards, so I'm not carrying around quite as many cell phones when I'm traveling. I've got two SIM cards in this phone. One of them is a global SIM that has a U.S. number that I can forward calls to from my Verizon iPhone, and still receive calls and know that somebody had called me and get voicemail and stuff. So that's useful. But I also have an Israeli SIM card for when I go to Israel, which I'm doing here. Actually, as this goes out, I will be in Israel. So, again, I've got right now the Israeli SIM in there, and that will allow me to receive and make calls with an Israeli number, which is very handy. So, as far as what other features this phone has, it has a QWERTY keyboard, so I can easily type out text messages. It has a 1.2 megapixel camera, so I can quickly snap a shot. But other than that, there's really not much else that's redeeming about the phone, except it has a social networking app, or it has several that access Twitter, Facebook, Skype, and it's primarily geared toward chatting, but Twitter, you can actually read your timeline. For the other ones, that you can't do it. And also, since the phone is a 2G device, it does not even do Edge or 3G or 4G. It really doesn't really doesn't behoove you to use this phone as a data device, and you don't want to use it that way. But and the phone's got other features on it. It's got a Snake game, and you can supposedly download other things. But again, the primary reasons for this phone is it's a dual SIM device, and it was $20. I got it on Newegg with a coupon. I think the regular price is $40. I'm sure you can find some place where you can get this phone if you really want it. It's definitely not a phone for most people, but for me, I think it will be a handy device when I travel, which I do pretty regularly. So in any case, if you have any feedback, of course, you can send it to me on Twitter or app.net as PhoneBoy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+ if you want to send me a message. In any case, this is PhoneBoy, and I'm signing off.